Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The strippers, the grasshoppers, the hit ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. Another round of profile. This is coming up as well. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. We've got Lars on the line, and Lars is just starting out here, working on question number one.
That is correct. And Lars, here is your question. What is the only U.S. state without a rectangular flag?
Washington.
Ohio.
Oh. I don't think I know what it looks like.
It's like a triangle. I believe it's... Oh, man. I want to say it's red with some blue in it and like a white circle with something in the middle. I don't know.
It's a cow and a piece of corn.
Your question. A diamond is forever is the famous advertising slogan created in 1947 for what company?
I know that one, but all that pops in the head is Ron White on Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
Who?
So, K Jewelers.
Oh, K Jewelers.
Is it De Beers?
It is De Beers. And for our Chicago listeners, you're thinking I said the Bears.
No, I said the Beers. Not Six Blats.
I believe, what, every kiss begins with K? Every kiss, the diamonds are forever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is the common translation for the Latin phrase carpe diem?
I have no clue.
Seize the day.
Seize the day. Epileptics don't like that statement so much. They're like, come on, man, say something different. That's small. I just want people to be sensitive to that.
For the record, on the poll, people on Twitter keep asking, like, you're right, herpes stays with you forever.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't change.
No.
They're like, are these curable? Like, some of them are.
They are what they
herpes
are.
Herpes is not, right?
No. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Who was the president when bombs were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki?
You didn't know. Roosevelt?
Truman?
Harry S. Truman.
Truman.
You ever had a Harry Truman?
He's an honest man.
Yeah.
Harry is a...
give you my Harry Truman. How many red stripes are there on the U.S. flag?
14.
Oh, come on. It's got to be one of two.
Good God.
Jesus, there's not that much... How many stripes are on the United States flag, Lars?
12.
Lars.
You keep dancing around it, but you just won't say it.
Come on, man.
10.
13.
Lars, it's our flag. Okay, now, 13. What do we know about the stripes? What do they do? They alternate colors, right?
Correct.
And what are the two colors?
Red and white.
And if there are 13 of them, and it was red and white, and they alternate, then there's only one of two options. There's only two numbers possible.
14 was not one of them. But half that number, yes, seven.
Seven or six.
Seven. Okay. Math, not a strong suit.
We're going more on history here.
Yeah.
This is basic stuff. We're not even to 15 on the numbers. You should be strong up to 100 or 1,000 numbers, no matter what.
After that, all's forgiven.
Yeah.
All right. In what country would you find the Nazca lines?
Nazca line?
Mm-hmm. There's these big-ass ancient lines that are carved into the ground. They can't figure it out because you'd think you'd need an aerial view to construct these, essentially. And they're...
Egypt.
You know what? That's a strong guess.
That is a good
guess.
If
you have no idea, go Egypt.
I'll go Belize.
Peru.
Peru. Question six, Lars.
All right, York is in England. New York is in the United States. Mexico, obviously, is its own country. New Mexico is in the United States. New Zealand is an island nation. Where is Zealand? It's the westernmost province of a European country. I'll give you that much. People always ask, is there a Zealand? There actually is, and it was, in fact, named for this place.
Would that be considered part of Spain?
The Dutch.
Netherlands. So I guess one of the guys who settled there first or something like that was Dutch. But anyway, I believe he was from Zealand and named it New Zealand. I had to look that one up because it's bugged me for years. Like, is there a goddamn Zealand? Where's Zealand? All right, your question. It's multiple choice. George, James, William, or Jacques. What is Alex Trebek's real first name? Alex is his middle name. So it's George, James, William, or Jacques.
James.
I'm going to go Jacques just because he's Canadian and could be French-Canadian.
George.
Jorge.
I'm wrong. Question eight, Lars.
Doing great.
Solid. It's better to look good than feel good.
That's right. Do you look good, James? Do you look good, Lars?
All the time.
Okay.
Better be good than lucky.
All right, there you go. What is the only letter of the alphabet that does not appear in a U.S. state's name? Kind of hard to play in Scrabble, y? Too.
What's that?
Is it Y? No, it's
Q.
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 I can't believe you guessed Y. I know Wyoming doesn't start with the letter Y, but I mean the first syllable. Wyoming. On what continent will you find the country of Uruguay? I'm not insulting you. It's the name of the country, Uruguay.
Europe.
Was that your guess? Europe?
I don't know. I suppose.
Africa?
South America.
South America. Uruguay, Paraguay.
And you're a woman.
Mm-hmm. All right, we've all heard of Johnny Appleseed, but Johnny Appleseed's apples were not meant for eating, but for what instead? Think about the times.
Replanting trees, replanting apple seeds.
Cider.
Mm-hmm.
They let you drink back then, man.
All right, Lars, question 11. It's quite the run you're on here.
People
are impressed. The emailers love you. Well, not really, but...
Don't worry, man. I'm just going as in the order that the questions come. But you know what, Lars? You do you, man. You do
yeah,
you.
Yeah, man. Let your freak flag fly.
Well, then I'm doing pretty good, then.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
It really is, Lars.
What were journalists referring to when they nicknamed Chicago the Windy City?
What were they referring to when they nicknamed it the Windy City?
Mm-hmm.
The wind? They're referring to the wind?
See, that would be too obvious, right? I want you to keep this in mind. I don't expect people to know this, but... So they call it the Windy City, and you'll get some national weather report this winter. Like, no wonder they called it the Windy City. Look! That's not why. They named it the Windy City after the residents, because the idea was that the residents there were windbags full of hot air. And basically, when they open their mouth and talk, it's just nonsense.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
It's an insult.
Jesus.
It's an insult, for God's sake.
That explains VD.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's multiple choice for you. We have almonds, Brazil nuts, walnuts, or hazelnuts. Which of these is a true botanical nut? It's an actual nut.
Which one is the real nut?
Mm-hmm.
Is this like to tell the truth?
Basically, almonds, Brazil nuts, walnuts, or hazelnuts. Only one of them is a true nut.
Brazil nut is hairless.
Hazelnut?
Oh, Lord! Wow. No, you're nuts! Very good. All right. I didn't know that. It comes from a tree, right?
I would not have guessed that either. I mean, let me see. Almonds. I think I'd have guessed Brazil nuts. I don't know why.
Yeah, just seems exotic. All right, the game is a big dummy. We might be able to squeeze in one more contestant. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Big dummy!
Hola. 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 Steve, are you sober or not sober today?
I am sober with the exception of painkillers for a sunburn.
I'm sorry, you're taking painkillers for a sunburn?
Yeah.
That's impressive,
dude. Redder than a cooked lobster.
Did you get any blistering?
No, but I feel like that's about to come here in the next couple days.
Okay. Ooh. Golly.
Did you fall asleep or what happened?
No, it was just out in the sun basically from noon until sundown, and I did not even think about sunscreen.
Were you drinking?
There might have been a little of that going on.
All right. Okay, good for you.
He said he was out in the sun all day. There's no way you could possibly. I think little kids are even like, hell yeah, I had a beer.
Stevie, what do you got there as far as your venereal disease? Chlamydia, gonorrhea, crabs, or herpes?
Probably go gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea.
Oh, wow.
Here comes gonorrhea. Okay. Gonorrhea is getting some votes here at the end.
All right. Congratulations, gonorrhea. All right, here's your question. Do cats have fewer toes on the back or front paws?
Fewer toes?
Fewer toes. Front or back paws?
It's got to be the back paws.
Okay. I was thinking that because it seems like they do everything with a grab and a pull.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Motion. So, like, instead, they don't, I mean, not that they don't leap, but, I mean, when they get on, like, they just do pull-ups. You know what I mean? Anytime they need to climb, they just kind of do that thing.
They should be very athletic up front. You know what I mean?
I think cats are. By the way, on Twitter, gonorrhea, again, is treatable. But somehow people are voting more for herpes.
I think gonorrhea.
Well, nobody wants that spot, man.
As far as our contestants go, crabs just eking out chlamydia. So we'll get the grand total from our Twitter if you follow us there at Men's Room Live. And, of course, our contestants today and bring you those results. So next time we play the game, a big dummy still to come. The head chef in the house, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, has 13 foods invented by accident. Noah Sherlock is coming up. And your emails are on the way next in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, has 13 foods invented by accident. But first time for a few emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
All right, bitches, let's jump right into the birthdays. Ola gentlemen, wanted to wish a happy birthday to my new daughter, Elise. She's only been with us for a few hours, but I love her more than words can describe. Couldn't be happier. How about wedding puke and a suck it up cupcake? Thanks, bitches. That from Dave.
And it. So, suck it up, cupcake!
Kind of ironically, I know an Elise who just had a baby.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, and that's a baby named Elise.
Bitches, it's my eighth...
Not the same person.
No. Pretty sure they're different.
8,395th day on the Earth, 23 years. I was hoping I could get something from the Dirty Germans and Wobbin P.S. LARP on Ted.
Yeah, today we will film a movie. You will undo my zipper, and we will call it Free Willy.
Yeah, and then later I will teach you how to do the zipper. It involves a lot of tongue action.
Yeah, fröhlichen Geburtstag, schöne Brezelsen.
Guys, today's my 32nd trip around the sun and the one-year anniversary of when I started listening to your show. I'm going to be working a double today. I'm a hairstylist who is 4 days away from taking my state boards for barbering. So I'm going to hold 2 licenses, and I absolutely love my new career. With that, how about a barbershop fish sandwich, please, and an owl hitting the window. Love the show and love you guys. That from Nicole.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon, and at night.
Bitches and Wobbin, I'd like to send my birthday request in now while I have cell phone reception before I go camping for my birthday. For my birthday, I want you guys to talk all over yourselves about camping and then let Miles have the last word in his dirty Virginian voice. Cheers, that from Liesl.
Thing I was thinking about anytime I'm on camping, like you bring all your gear and you do all the rest of the stuff, but in the end, it's
boiling hot.
Please don't want to have to throw it in there. It's just such a pain in the ass. 3 or 4 days to hold it.
Now I go out there and get it done.
Incestuous.
Friends, Today marks my 35th trip around the sun because my wife only listens to the show when I'm catching up on podcasts at home, and my daughter's only words are Ola Bichola. Neither of them will write in for my request, so it is up to me. Can I get the Dirty Germans talking about putting IKEA furniture together in a sexual way? Thanks for all the laughs. Keep on rocking, guys. That from Joe.
Yeah, the first thing you need is a man named Alan, and you will use his Allen wrench to screw.
Yeah, screwing, wrenches, and a lot of wood is involved as well.
Yeah, and you will make sounds like the name of the product, like, if you understand.
Yeah, and you can play with my German
meatballs. Yeah, I want to do you, and if you're the annoying table.
Bitches, I hope I'm not too late to request a birthday shout-out for my awesome sister, Desiree, listening in Cookieville, Tennessee.
Cookieville. Come on. Come on down to Cookieville.
What kind of cookie are you talking about?
You know, got a cookie. Desiree
chocolate,
Ray.
Chocolate chip cookie.
Desiree of Sunshine.
Oatmeal cookie. Peanut butter cookie. She's an amazing sister, even better mom. She's taking care of her 16 and 2-month-old boys while her husband is doing advanced training in freedom defense at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. For her birthday shout-out, could you please give her a barbershop quartet fish sandwich and the Dirty Germans talking about Army dads playing with their guns? Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking. That from Derek.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon, and at night.
Yeah, like most military men, he'll be playing with his 10-inch skin gun.
Yeah, I mean, judging from that email, it sounds like his gun was fully loaded with effective bullets.
Yeah, baby bullets.
Holy jabronis! I was wondering if you guys could send a shout-out to my amazing wife, Carrie. It's her 21st birthday for the 21st year in a row. She loves your show, listens every day. She didn't ask for much this year, so I wanted to do her this and maybe get some Dirty Germans. Thrill, can you do it in a Shannon Sharp voice for her? Thanks, guys. You rock. That from Dan.
For your birthday, we're going to go south of the border. Dine at Taco Bell.
Yeah, we'll try some of that crunchy green stuff on top.
Bitches,
I'll have to pass.
Today is my 39th rotation, and I'm going to need a big old bong rip. What the hell is that, Jay? Anna, your penis is too small. My chick doesn't know to ask, so I'm doing it for her. Love the show, guys. Thanks. That from Eric.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
Hello, guys. Having a birthday shout out to my wicked awesome fiance, John. His birthday is today, and he'd love to spice things up and hear a Dirty German thrill talking about which motorcycle is the sexiest bike and maybe some Aussie Ted as well. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Keep up the great work. That from Natasha and Mickey in Renton.
Yeah, this is so easy. It's just my own personal bike. It's why they call it a hog.
Yeah, Ted here from Melbourne. You know, I don't love the country overall, but the Italians make a good bike. I'd go with Ducati.
Yeah, nothing wrong with Indian Head. Yeah. The bike of choice.
Ducati.
I'll be dead honest. I never knew what a Ducati was until I saw Entourage.
Did you, like, order one at Starbucks?
Yeah, let me get a Benzine Ducati.
I was like, what are these motorcycles?
Want to wish my amazing boyfriend Scott the best birthday, especially now that he's not younger than me. Can you give him a big fish sandwich and the Dirty Germans admiring his womb broom? I couldn't be luckier to do life with him and his beard. Olive juice, that from KT.
Fish sandwich?
Yeah, quite the impressive womb broom. Why does it look like a slug climbed across your lip?
Yeah, is it KT? I hope you'll shower up, because that thing keeps flavor and scent.
Hello, Chola. Today is my boyfriend's birthday. He's currently the chief mate on a small cruise ship in southeast Alaska.
Hello, chief.
He doesn't particularly like his birthday, but he does love listening to your show when he gets a chance. And since we spend most of April through October apart, could you please give him some Dirty Germans and Aussie Ted? Happy birthday, Adam. That from Jameson and Joints the Wonder, or Jameson and Joints from the Wonder Woman.
Yeah, when you get back home from a long time at sea, I will give you a massage and a free facial.
Yeah, Dave from Melbourne. Heard you out on the sea. A lot of fellas, I bet. Be careful when you go below deck.
Yeah, when you're done with the C, go up to the D.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Random extras here. Let's see. Ultimate Joe's had a similar experience. A body part, you'll always remember the pus story. As the guy who cut his finger and had the grape-sized abscess that shot pus across the room. When I was 19, my tonsils had abscessed, and they swelled up so much it closed my throat, and I couldn't eat or drink. My mom took me to the doctor, and he says it needs to be drained. As soon as he stuck the needle, pus shut out and hit the poor guy right in the face. He wiped his face clean and wore a mask with a big plastic shield after that. Love the show. That from Jeremy.
8 years of school so you get shot in the face with pus.
Bitches and Wobbin, listening to your podcast. Thank you for keeping me entertained and alert, unlike Holden. He was the guy who was snoring and fell asleep.
Yeah.
Someone wrote in about a trick to make MREs taste better and Thrill asked if there were any MREs were actually good. My mouth started watering thinking of the beef stew MREs I used to eat in Korea. Not a lot of good MREs out there. The beef stew in a bag was delicious. Then there was a bear story I want to tell you out of Georgia. And Thrill asked about there being black bears in Georgia. I, too, never thought bears would be in the southeastern part of the country until I was stationed in Tyndall Air Force Base in Panama City, Florida. We lived on base less than a mile from the Gulf of Mexico, and there were a number of black bear families that lived there along with the gators. Not a mountain for miles and miles, and not much of what you call forest either. Every trash can at night was like watching a National Geographic special. Just look out your window at the neighbor's trash can, and you can watch bears. One night, we got in our garage when we left the door open, and the cops had to come to make sure just the bear left. We slept through the whole thing. Neighbors told us about it the next day. Strange, but true. You just don't think of large black bears in the redneck Riviera, but they're there. Thanks for the excellent job you guys do making me laugh and educating me on prune fingers and human evolution. You're a loyal listener for 11 years and going. That from Josh in DuPont.
I mean, what, black bears don't like to chill out in the Gulf of Mexico?
It's lovely down there.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. You kidding me? Mm. Hell yeah. All right, let's see here. We got We'll Drink a Toast coming up with a shot of the day. Noah Sherlock is on the way as well. But first,
time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Everybody out there, enjoy a happy accident. Yeah. People love a little happy accident. So today, you got 13 foods that were invented by accident.
Mm-hmm.
Number one on this list, I can guarantee you everybody in this room and most people listening will be like, that is awesome.
Okay. I hope it is what I think it is.
It is beer.
Oh yeah.
Man. No. Thank you. The earliest reference to beer in history is from the 6th century B.C. in Samira. According to the Smithsonian, no one's 100% sure, but basically they were trying to make bread. And they left it out overnight. It kind of warmed up. It fermented. We got beer.
All right. When you go by the local, well, when I walk by a local brewery or somebody who's making beer, you can smell that yeast. Mm-hmm. It smells like bread. It smells like you're walking by a bakery.
Yeah. The live culture.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Love the smell of live culture.
I like beer, too, and bread. So both of those, you know.
Yeah. Yeast does not turn me off much. I think we already know.
Yeah, I think we know where yeast turns people off.
All right, and that's it. Yeah. Otherwise, like, it's a good thing.
But it's, you know, you just got to wait a few days.
This one...
Let it rise.
No.
We could do other stuff.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, hey. Every guy said that. Oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Right. Oh, it's a happy accident.
Hey, don't worry. Just
13 foods are created by, invented by accident. This one, not as exciting as beer. Cornflakes.
Okay. Still, man. I mean, I want to say they're like one of the stalwarts of the breakfast cereal
world.
What were they
trying to do?
Well, Dr. John Harvey Kellogg. I don't know why he has three names. He didn't kill anybody. He made cornflakes.
Dr. John Henry Kellogg.
Harvey. I'm picturing Steve Harvey, but somehow back at that time making cornflakes.
Yeah, basically they were looking for foods different to feed their patients that were strictly vegetarian. So basically
vegetarian's always been a pain in the ass. I mean, really, is that what I'm getting
at? Well, they were running a sanatorium.
Sanitarium? Okay. Did you learn nothing from Metallica?
I did not.
Sanitarium.
Is it Torium or Terrium?
Terrium.
Well, I don't know. Who knows if a band knows how to speak?
All right, good point.
I clearly don't. So they were trying to figure out a way to feed people something vegetarian. The duo accidentally left wheat berry cooking in the kitchen, causing the kernels to flake. They continued with the experiment and basically discovered a breakfast food.
You know what? I'm actually happy to hear that, because many times in my life I thought to myself, who's the person that said, let's make breakfast cereal that looks like flakes of skin?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Make sure it looks like a bunch of light-colored scabs dumping into a bowl.
Corn flakes are always one of those things, too. Like, I remember a kid was like, can we get frosted flakes?
Yes.
Sometimes you'd be like, no, we'll get corn flakes.
No.
Like,
how much sugar did you use?
Right.
Dude, I put more sugar in my corn flakes than frosted flakes. Frosted Flakes could not legally be sold as a cereal based on the amount of sugar I put in if you didn't just buy it.
I eat frosted mini wheats because they frosted it.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Why don't you just put powdered sugar on a bird's nest and help yourself?
If you frost it with sugar, it makes it taste much better than whatever it was to start with.
So. That's what they told me in jail.
Yeah. and her name is Sugar.
You might want to keep that sugar back, dog.
Another food invented by accident? Chocolate chip cookies.
Oh.
The creator of the chocolate chip cookie was extremely relatable. Basically, she's making her signature cookies. She runs out of baker's chocolate, so she improvised and broke up a Nestle chocolate bar instead, hoping it would melt. Obviously, they don't melt all the way. That's how we got chocolate chip cookies.
God bless her. God bless that person.
What is a chocolate chip cookie without chocolate chips? Like, what is the base cookie? It's not a peanut butter.
No, what was she? She didn't have.
No, I know, but that was going to melt into probably like a chocolate based cookie.
I don't know, just a chocolate
just
cookie.
Just a cookie, I guess.
You know
it doesn't have chocolate.
They don't have that in there. You're right. What would that cookie be called without the chocolate chips?
Yeah.
So, just a sugar cookie?
I guess so.
I'd call it chipless.
Because you know, basically, that's the same cookie where if you want, you can put like a Hershey Kiss in the middle.
I was going to bring those. How awesome are those? When you were a kid, man, they put that big ass Hershey Kiss in the middle
of it. It's the highlight of Christmas.
Oh my God, you're not kidding.
Reese's Mini.
Those were my Scooby snacks. If my parents said, we want you to figure out if there are other dimensions on Earth, my brother and I would have done the math to eat those damn things.
They're so good.
This one takes a hard left turn. Some people will like them, some people won't. Raisins.
Yeah,
back in 2000 BC, people found dried grapes on vines. Hey, look, it's just a dried thing.
You know how it went.
I do like raisins.
Ted, eat that dried.
I bet you he'll eat it and sure.
Raisins, I guess they have their place.
So our cornflakes, essentially, it is a combination of accidental food discoveries.
Yes.
A raisin bran is.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
Do we have one of our favorite foods on this list of all time?
Is it yogurt?
No.
Good guess, Ted.
Is that one of your favorite foods of all time?
Strong guess.
Yogurt is on the list as well.
I wasn't thinking that.
So close. So close.
How about ice cream? How about ice cream cones?
Okay.
So here's the deal for the ice cream cones. A guy's making ice cream and selling it at the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair.
Welcome to the World Fair. I got some ice cream here. Who wants some? How about that kid over there?
The vendor next to him is making a crispy waffle-like pastry. So this vendor runs out of his containers to hand out the ice cream, and the guy next door is like, dude, I'll roll up one of my
Look, it's a creamer for your glasses. I'll put it right there.
Yeah, and he basically makes ice cream cones.
I'm assuming that's a World's Fair where they got the Ark in St. Louis.
That's
just because, like, every World's Fair, you have to bring in one iconic thing to the city. That would have to be
that kind of thing is ice cream cone there, Montgomery.
Like what they have in Knoxville and all that.
Slurpees.
I can believe that.
Yeah. Basically, a Dairy Queen owner had a broken soda machine, so he threw a bunch of sodas in his freezer, and they got slushy, and people started coming in and ordering them. So then he made the machine. It started showing up places, and eventually 7-Eleven was like, we got to have this.
We must have this.
Yeah. I mean, you think about that, but what would 7-Eleven be without a Slurpee?
I can't tell you the last time I had a Slurpee.
Yeah, I agree, but it's like a signature item. You know what I mean?
It's kind of like your initiation to the world. You're a kid. Your parents, look, they're going to go to 7-Eleven to get condoms and cigarettes, but they're not going to tell you that. So they say, you want a Slurpee? Go get it yourself. And while you're doing that, they're buying Pall Malls and Life. Sorry, man. That's how it goes.
Lifestyles.
Yeah. You go get yourself a Slurpee.
13 foods are invented by accident. This one's not that exciting, but pink lemonade.
Why did it end up pink, though? Did it have algae? I mean, like that? I don't want to know.
They're saying, like, either they left something out and the glasses turned kind of pink, and that's how we got it, or somebody accidentally dropped something in their lemonade.
Okay.
Seriously, dropped us a red colored cinnamon candy.
I do enjoy the pink lemonade.
Sorry, man, I just drank it anyway.
I like lemonade. How can you not like that?
Damn.
Nashville. Nashville hot chicken.
Okay.
This one you'll like. Basically, this guy goes out, as they say, after a late night of gallivanting, and he comes home. His girlfriend is pissed, so she makes the chicken as spicy as she can make it.
Just to piss him off.
Right.
And he loves it.
He loves it.
See?
And that's how they
win, came up win. With it. Goes out and gets effed up, comes home to fried chicken he loves. That's awesome.
This one's pretty good, and one of my favorite things, champagne.
Oh. Champagne.
In France?
Yes. Dom Perignon. The creator of champagne. By the way, he was a Benedictine monk.
That's right.
Remember
it, bitches?
Yeah.
He's trying to figure out any way he could get laid.
There was all these bubbles in it. He was trying to get rid of the bubbles. He couldn't. Instead, he tasted the bubbly drink and reportedly said, "Come quickly. I'm drinking the stars.
Come quickly before I get naked and swing from a chandelier."
Dippin' Dots were made by mistake.
Okay. Well, people love Dippin' Dots.
People do love Dippin' Dots. Popsicles. And then, Miles, the one I know you were waiting for, Worcestershire sauce.
Oh,
Worcestershire sauce.
I thought it was going to be chicken wings. I thought it was going to be buffalo wings.
No.
That was an accident.
Worcestershire. They weren't quite an accident.
She
they
purposely
were, you had to make them.
Yeah.
Make do with what you had.
Right. She had some crap.
Not quite an accident.
Right. It's not like the chimichanga.
Chimichanga.
Buffalo wings.
You're right. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Very good. All right. We're going to drink a toast coming up with a shout out of the day. Return of Noah Sherlock is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Profile that's coming up on Drinking Toast with a shout of the day. But first, our own Steve the Thrill Hill combs the globe.
Picks it.
Looking for stories with headlines that scream.
Well, no, Sherlock.
All right, Ted, you especially. I believe you're a fan of this movie. I hope you're sitting down. Don't hold your breath for a new Ace Ventura movie.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No, Sherlock.
I thought that was happening.
That would be a negative. Apparently, Jim Carrey's not interested in doing the Ace Ventura movie that people have been demanding. We continue.
Really?
In town with little water, Coca-Cola everywhere, so is diabetes.
No, Sherlock.
Is that Flint?
I don't know. I just kept the headline. I don't have the rest. But to me, it seems simple. Yes.
Somewhere in the 48.
All right.
Taking away the phones won't solve our teenagers' problems.
Really? Well, no, Sherlock.
You know what solves a teenager's problem? When you're not a teenager anymore. That's basically the only remedy I've seen for anything. Mm-hmm. Hollywood unions oppose bill that would slash arts and humanities funding.
Well, what do you know about that? No, Sherlock.
Survey finds Americans love American classic cars.
Oh, no, Sherlock!
This is from today. Former press secretary Sean Spicer admits to lying to the American people.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No, Sherlock.
The biggest inauguration ever, period.
That's one of the ones he addressed. He addressed three of them. And he was, like, giggling about it. I don't think it's particularly funny, but he was giggling about it because whoever was interviewing was like, hey, man, like, out of the gate. And believe it or not, they said, so I can think of three. And even Spicer said, only three? Spicer said that. Anyway. Ray Lewis promises a Hall of Fame speech that will be an unforgettable roller coaster.
No! Sherlock!
I realize how much material we're getting out of that.
It's going to be the longest roller coaster of anybody's life.
Maybe it starts. You're going to want to get off that roller coaster. Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants to see a man that big crying.
Oh, please tell me he doesn't cry.
He's crying.
But he makes himself cry about things that no one else would cry about.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to go on something about Goliath came down from the mountain, and like, he'll be in tears. But he'll hold it together when he says, I want to thank my college coach, my high school coach. He's that guy. We continue. A bad marriage can seriously damage your health.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No, Sherlock.
Los Angeles high school students reveal a link between copious amounts of screen time and ADHD.
Really? Well, no, Sherlock.
What was that?
Well played. Well played. The day Trump asked Russia to hack Hillary's emails, Russia tried to hack Hillary's emails.
No, Sherlock.
And we get this one from...
He's like, Ruth called a shot.
I mean, isn't it? He's like, hey, Russia, if you find an email, like, cracked a little joke. Yeah, that day they did.
He told me to ask on TV, so I did.
But, you know, there's nothing to worry about. Because Putin told him everything's good. Here we go. Bulletproof clothing designers say U.S. demand is on the rise.
Well, no Sherlock.
Thank you, Steve. All right, Wobbin, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Throwhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 61-year-old Emma Soriano of Passaic, New Jersey. Earlier this week, she was disembarking from a flight into New York City from Mexico City. And naturally, you have to go through U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Well, she had four packages that weighed about 9.7 pounds. But did she worry about it? Not at all. They said, do you mind if we open your packages? She said, not at all. And what did they get to look at? 9.7 pounds of pre-cooked chicken.
Oh,
but it wasn't pre-cooked chicken. It turns out it was 9.7 pounds of heroin with an estimated street value of $300,000. But they had taken the time to sculpt and color these. I'm going to show you the pictures. I know we'll post it in a minute, but it looked like cooked chickens, right?
Huh.
You would want to eat this.
Let me see that.
This woman did an outstanding job. I don't know how you make heroin look like chickens.
I mean, they don't look exactly like chickens, They look pretty good.
They look more like chicken than they do heroin. Anyway, turns out Customs was not fooled, and she was immediately arrested.
For heroin chicken.
For heroin chicken. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy! Yay.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola! Let's get caller 9 in line right now for Profile This, 844-999-OLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.